Hello and welcome into episode 14 of Track Talk, everybody. I'm your host, Andrew Gallinger, and on this week's show, we'll be taking a look ahead to this Sunday's Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race from NASCAR's fastest track, Michigan International Speedway. The Chevys have been short on victory lane appearances this season, only winning one race in the 14 ran thus far in 2018. While that win for Austin Dillon in a Chevy was iconic at the 2018 Daytona 500, since then, the Bowties haven't celebrated a points-paying win just over one-third of the way through the season. However, the manufacturer's fortunes could change this weekend. Kyle Larson, driving the Chevy for Chip Ganassi Racing, looks to win his fourth straight cup race at Michigan. He won last year's June race in the Irish Hills, starting from the pole, and on Sunday, he hopes to continue those strong efforts. Five of Larson's eight Michigan International Speedway starts have ended with top 10 runs, four of those being finishes in the top three. Chase Elliott, another young driver in the Chevy Brigade, hopes to do similar things on Sunday afternoon. The Hendrick Motorsports driver is still searching for that elusive first win in the Cup Series, but Michigan has been one of Elliott's strongest racetracks. He finished as the runner-up in three of his first four starts at the Speedway, with his worst showing being in eighth place in last year's August run at the venue. With those numbers so early on at the Speedway, if you believe Elliott could finally crack the code to victory lane in the Monster Energy Series, the numbers are certainly a positive sign. Larson and Elliott, I believe, are the ones to watch this weekend. Can these two, or another from the Chevy camp, get back to celebrating a win on Sunday? Yes, but we'll have to wait and watch 400 miles from Michigan International Speedway on Sunday to find out for sure. This episode of Track Talk has come to an end. I'm your host, Andrew Gallinger. The Cup Series will be off next weekend for Father's Day, but I'll be back in 2 weeks with the preview of Sonoma. Have a great weekend, everyone.